Good morning. You've tuned in to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. It's Thursday, March 27th. I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm here once again with Jim Healy. Good morning, Jim.
Isn't it a great morning, Jack?
It is. Yes, it's a fine spring morning. It's a little gray compared to yesterday, but it's, yes, it's a wonderful day. We had a little thunderstorm at my house last night anyway.
What time?
Oh, 1 in the morning or something like that.
No way. Much rain or what was it? Just noise?
A little bit of rain, but definitely some thunder and even some lightning.
I slept through it.
Yeah.
How about our guest?
And here we are in the studio with Russ Tomlin, new KRFY broadcaster.
Local programmer.
Coming on Tuesday night, starting next week because it's the 1st of April, is Russ's program, Made You a Mixtape, 8 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday nights here on 88.5 KRFY. If you're curious about what exactly that show's going to entail, well, just stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Yeah. But did you get rumblings at your house last night at 1 o'clock?
I must have slept through it. I know we all three live kind of in the same neck of the woods. But
so true.
Yeah, I'd like to say I walked to the station this morning, and it was a great morning for walking.
Hey.
Hey, he walked, you pedaled, I drove.
Well, look at us.
We can be so different, yet get along.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, that is, yes. that's a fine way to be.
Yeah, that thunder and noise must have been really localized, because 2 out of 3... Are you sure it wasn't James?
You know what? It could
beating on pots and pans in the kitchen.
Well, now you got me thinking that I must have been dreaming it because I actually thought it was coming from in your direction, gentlemen. I thought it was coming from that way.
Oh well, okay.
I could be wrong.
I didn't
could
see
have been any, the train.
I didn't see any wet pavement this morning. I'll have to say.
Yeah. Oh, it didn't. No, there was not very much rain. A little bit of rain on the roof. But I'm pretty sure I heard thunder. Maybe it was something else. Maybe it was my neighbors setting off fireworks at 1 in the morning, and that's why you guys didn't hear it. let's see. Okay. Speaking of weather, we're going to find out, I think people are going to call if they also heard thunder last night or if this was just all in my imagination. But as for today, currently it is 48.6 degrees here in the alley between 1st and 2nd, where we keep our thermometer. There is a chance of rain today. In the morning, about 30% chance of precipitation, raising to 60% as the day goes on. The high today, 59 degrees. The overnight low is 41, and we are expecting showers tonight. A 90% chance of showers tonight, and tomorrow a 100% chance of rain, of showers during the day. High of 51 tomorrow. And then that rain easing off, I guess, a little bit as the night goes on. Friday night, the chance diminishes to about 40%. And on Saturday, showers are likely, 60% chance of rain. And I guess on Sunday is the day we might get a little clear sky again. High of 56, a chance of showers, but otherwise partly sunny. Looking ahead in the forecast, if we trust it further than Sunday, on Monday, rain, on Tuesday, rain, Wednesday, yeah, it looks like rain. Okay, more of this same kind of spring weather, not raining all the time, but a little off and on rain throughout the day. That's the forecast, according to the National Weather Service, as we stand right now on the last Thursday of March, heading into April.
Pushing it.
Uh-huh. I almost skipped a month there.
Don't do that. I mean, these first 3 months have whooshed by, and I don't know if I'm wild about that, but bring on April.
It's been an exciting 2025, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jim, you were absent last week. Where have you been?
I was in Palm Springs, California, And you talk about the weather. The high on, flew back on Tuesday. The high on Monday was 92.
Wow.
92.
Okay. This coming, the weather this weekend there, I think the highs are in the upper 70s. But let me tell you, you know, this early to have a 92, we have friends who live down there, and they leave in mid-May and don't return until early October.
It seems sensible.
I mean, but, you know, I said, how do you people do that? I mean, the people who stay here with the heat and whatever, and they said you get used to it like folks in Florida get used to the humidity, which I'll never understand. But, you know, there's a... I love Palm Springs for a short while because the heat does get to me. A great art museum. They had a David Hockney exhibit. And then, of course, in front of the museum, sort of, it's been moved around to great complaint. The 35-foot Marilyn Monroe statue from the seven-year itch with the white chiffon, you know, and I went up to it and I grabbed her leg and I hung on and had a picture taken. I mean,
isn't it amazing? Every time I go there, I haven't been there very often, but it's so startling just to see that in the center of town.
She is bigger than life in more ways than one, and.
Why is that statue there? Does the movie take place in Palm Springs?
Or No. Palm Springs in the 30s and 40s into the early 50s was the playground of the stars.
Yes.
And there's all sorts of neat documentaries. And you can go through the neighborhoods. You know, that was William Holden's house. That was Loretta Young's house.
Yeah.
And they do have tours, like of, if I'm not mistaken, of some of the bigger celebrities in the later years in the 70s and 80s and 90s, Bob Hope and Frank Sinatra. But it's just a different kind of landscape, a different kind of weather. You know, the stuff that grows there. You know, I saw snapdragons, you know, growing, you know, but I don't know how well they do when it gets up in the low 90s. It's an interesting place.
I've never been. I do think it's interesting. I don't know that I would plan it because I don't know anybody there. I don't know that I would plan a trip specifically to Palm Springs, but it would be cool to have an excuse to go. I think the architecture would be a big part of it. That'd be really neat.
Definitely. I felt like I was walking in the 50s and 60s through some neighborhoods. But when you come in by air, you notice all the golf courses, you know, and this is a desert.
Yeah.
And, you know, but of course, Palm Springs, they must get water somewhere, but fascinating. And so it was, while we kept on looking at the weather up here, you know, rainy, gray, overcast, bordering on cold.
You picked a good week to be gone, I think, weather-wise at least.
Yeah. And then I spent a chunk of my time watching women's basketball, the NCAA tournament. And
how's your bracket? Did you fill one out this year?
No, I never do because it's always ruined the first week, and then I go into a depression, and why can't I do anything right? That sort of thing. But my Lady Irish, they're going to play on Saturday against TCU, and there's 16 teams left, and fingers are crossed.
Okay. How do you like their chances to go all the way?
How about one game at a time?
Okay.
You know, it's sort of like, what are your thoughts on 2025? I'll tell you at the end of today.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. TCU beat them in November, and it was a surprise. Fingers are crossed that they've learned from that and will move forward. I know that you're an avid men's basketball NCAA tournament fan.
It is. It's, I do enjoy watching the games. It's an excuse. My brothers and I, my two younger brothers, we always fill out a bracket, and it's just a fun chance to tease each other. And
how is your bracket doing this, Jack?
This time around, right now, I am narrowly holding on to a lead in as of the Sweet 16, but games start again today, and a lot can change. I think I have the the slight edge, but also if Duke doesn't win, then I think
the whole
thing. I need Duke to win. I've changed my bracket's name to the Duke of Destiny. That's what I'm, and I'm asking to be referred to that as that whenever we talk to each other until the tournament is over. If they win the whole thing, then I think I'm good. Okay. And otherwise, I think my youngest brother Tripp might have the edge.
Were you pleased with the way the Zags did? They lost to what? One of the number one seeds,
they did.
Houston.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Was that a good game?
I didn't see it. That game was not. It was. They performed admirably. I mean, they were.
But Houston was so much better.
They struggled with Houston. Okay. But they did. They did win the first round, and that was very nice and good for my bracket. I was hoping that they would go to the Sweet 16 because they always do, but they didn't this time.
They did. Russ, are you a basketball fan, or are we boring you?
No, you guys are never boring. But I do have a question, and it's going to come across as kind of stupid, but because I haven't been following this year, but is Purdue still in it?
Yes.
Purdue is still in it.
Purdue is playing. Oh, I forget who they play.
I have it here. They're playing Houston.
Houston's the one seed. I think Purdue was a four seed.
Yeah. Houston is the one who beat the Zags. They are now playing against Houston. And that will be the 28th tomorrow.
Are you
a Boilermaker? Yeah.
My dad was a Boilermaker. Okay. I'm a Hurry and Hoosier, which I don't even think they made it into the March Madness. IU?
No. They might have made it to the NIT. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure, but IU is the arch rival of Purdue.
Listeners should know that you and I are both Hoosiers, proud Hoosiers.
Northern Indiana, and you're?
North Central.
North Central. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
you were in the prettier part of the state, I have to say. right next to Michigan.
I was just going to say that, about 8 miles from Michigan. But go Hoosiers, go Notre Dame, go IU, and go Purdue.
Mm-hmm. I will say one other thing, which is that I will be gone next. No, Ryan. I'll be here next week. I'll be here next week for this show. I won't be here for the news show on Friday.
Okay.
Because I'm going to go
momentarily
see.
Momentarily, I was going through abandonment issues. No. You're going to go see what?
Well, I'm going to go see my brothers in San Diego. And whoever loses our bracket has to go swimming before dawn. It has to take a polar plunge into the Pacific Ocean.
That's cold at this time of year in San Diego?
Probably. That's why it has to be before dawn, because you can't have the sun to warm you up. It's going to be. Ooh. It's not going to be cold, but
harsh.
Yeah, it'll be chilly enough that it'll be slightly miserable.
In Minnesota?
I have a brother who lives in Minnesota, and I have one brother who lives in San Diego now.
We're
traveling down.
I was wondering why San Diego.
There you go.
Are you driving or flying?
Flying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Taking a long weekend trip to
wonderful,
sunny San Diego.
Okay. Mm.
I don't even know what the nickname of that city is, or I would say it right now.
I don't know either.
Santa Catalina's waiting for me.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's all. But you need to know.
You know, Jack, so you're going to California. Palm Springs isn't all that far away. I'd just like to mention a real draw of going to Palm Springs is Joshua Tree,
the park. Yes.
It is an amazing place to go. And
and the spring flowers, isn't that part of the attraction too? Is that in that area someplace? Because we talked to some people who they were too early for the spring flowers. Somewhere, maybe not in Joshua Tree, but the spring flowers, I guess, are a thing to see down there too. We did not get out to Joshua Tree. That means we're going to have to make another trip down there.
Well, there
not in July or August or September.
No, that would be a mistake. Why would you leave here to go there?
Bake City.
Yeah. And we'll actually be hearing a cut off of the Joshua Tree
album on this date.
Yeah.
Let's get Russ talking about his new program that is going to air 8 o'clock this Tuesday. This is no joke. April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be deadly serious about this. We are not kidding you.
This is really happening.
Mm-hmm. Made you a mixed tape. The mic is yours, Russell. Clue us in.
Okay. So, yes, the program's called Made You a Mixtape, and it is a music program with a hook. And the hook is that every week I'm going to be presenting a theme, and I'm going to invite listeners through a page off the krfy.org website to submit song suggestions that in some way, shape, or form relate to the theme. And during the week, I will put together a mixtape, which is in modern parlance known as a playlist, but I so love the term mixtape. And on Tuesdays, I will play our like 50-minute mixtape of some of my stuff, hopefully more of listeners' songs, and as DJs do, talk about it and talk about the connections to the theme, and hopefully have a real good time. And if the listener suggester of songs gives me their first name, I'll say their first name on the air, which will hopefully be a little thrill. Mm-hmm. And so the theme for the first week on April 1st is rivers. And I chose kind of a broad theme to start with, but rivers is sure a good fit for Idaho, all over Idaho. And there are a lot of good river songs out there. I might as well tell you the themes for the month, because you can see those on the Made You a Mixtape webpage. We start with rivers, then it's going to be railroads, another kind of general theme, good for Idaho with all the trains coming through here. Then we'll go to covers, and then we'll get to more idiosyncratic themes, such as iconic characters. That's the fourth theme of the show. And then after that, who knows?
Okay. We're going to have to go down that list again, give people a chance to get their pen and pencil out and start thinking about it.
And they can go to krfy.org for the...
At the moment, yeah, krfy.org/mixtape.
Okay.
But that page at the moment is under construction, I think.
Ooh. It exists, but it's a little unpolished right now, I'd say. It needs some finishing touches to put on it. Actually, I think you sent over a very fine graphic for the show.
Yeah.
That'll look good on a bumper sticker too someday, I hope.
I hope, and maybe a business card. My daughter came up with the title for the show, and she's kind of artistic, and so I had her do the graphics, and
I'm
like, thank you, honey.
Yeah, this is a family affair. Is she going to be listening to the show?
Well, she has a song that's going to be played this Tuesday.
Okay.
Because I had to kind of lean on family and friends and colleagues and acquaintances to get the ball rolling. And but it's good, though. I think we have maybe 13, 14 songs, and maybe half of them are from listeners, new listeners.
Yeah.
Bringing listeners into the collective.
This is a great idea and very appropriate for a community radio station. I know you mentioned it before you had even volunteered here. This was an idea I think you first mentioned to me or something like it almost a year ago, I think, at the KRFY membership drive. I know people have said before that we should have some kind of a show where people can submit their suggestions, and I have always thought it's a great idea. We just need a volunteer to step up and actually take on the creation of such a show. Make it more than just an idea. So a salute and a hats off, a tip of the cap to you, Russ.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm just real happy to be here. You guys are a lot of fun.
It's a nice place to be. We're pretty comfortable around here at the radio station.
Can you give us a little background in terms of your interest in radio and what led you to KRFY?
Well, about 50 years ago, I had a college radio show.
Ooh, yeah. What fun.
WCUW in Worcester, Massachusetts. It's now a community station.
Vinyl?
Oh, yeah. You'd go into their music library, and it was just a whole library of vinyl records. It was great. And I never forgot that and how much fun it was. And I happened to be, because I couldn't think of any other major for my undergraduate degree. I'm a radio and television major out of Indiana University.
Go away.
Yeah. And but I never really felt I made use of that degree.
Finally.
Yeah, finally I get to volunteer.
In North Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Ta-da.
It does feel really good, I have to say. Mm-hmm. So looking at the fun I had at the college radio station, always enjoying radio and the immediacy of it, and as a hobby, I'm a playlister. I used to make lots of mixtapes, get really into the doing the covers of the cassette case and all that. So it just kind of came about. There's another quick thing was that at the beginning of COVID, three friends and I got together on Zoom every Fridays at 2 o'clock and just to talk and kind of be there for each other during that hard time. And the magnet, I guess, for the group was that we decided, one of our friends who set it up decided that every Friday a different person would choose a theme for a playlist. And
cool.
Yeah. And so we did that round robin thing for about a year. It was real fun. And that's where the idea for this came about. I thought, God, what if we turned that into something more radio-like, mm-hmm. a program? So
let me ask you this. This is a little off topic, but I am fascinated by your studies in radio and television 50 years ago. Do you think anything you learned, are you going to lean on those skills, that education that you learned? Does anything apply still today, or have things changed too much?
Well, you know, when I came in here, Jack, and you were mm-hmm. showing me the board and the uh-huh. whole setup, and I always remember potentiometers, you know. The pots and uh-huh. the VU meters. And
okay. So you had to learn that kind of technical stuff in
Yeah, and okay. and the cameras back then, and uh-huh. they were thought to be really cool because they were so compact, were ones you carried on a shoulder, uh-huh. you know?
Yeah.
so I doubt uh-huh. that I'm going to be using much of that knowledge.
Okay. Well, darn. Okay.
But it was a fun major. I really yeah. enjoyed it.
What would that entail? Was that all kind of technical stuff, or was there any in front of the microphone or skills that you had to learn? Rules of the FCC, for example.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a class I remember, RTM 405. I still remember the title mm-hmm. or the number. It was like legal and ethical issues in broadcasting. And
oh, excellent.
It was a senior level class, and it was hard. And the final yeah. was one of those blue book finals and in a uh-huh. room. Yeah. So that was not all that fun, but
yeah.
you really learned what was necessary to know.
Yeah. Let's see, 50 years ago, so this would have been, before the Carlin
1975 about
case, yeah. or whatever, approximately concurrently, would have been going on at about that time, was yeah. when the Supreme Court kind of made a determination about what the FCC can and can't regulate as far as language goes.
I remember friends of mine having that album, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, topic perhaps for another day. give us again the list of upcoming, the April topics.
Okay.
Well, and listeners, get out your pen and pencil. Start thinking about this.
The one on Tuesday, which is pretty much closed now, is
yeah.
Rivers. And then the next one will be railroads, trains. After that, cover songs. And then iconic characters. And, you know, listeners should feel free to be creative regarding how a song they might think about relates to the theme. You know, that's mm-hmm. what's going to make it fun.
Well, what's sort of interesting about, you know, from the title, Made You a Mixtape, the possibility of different music genres, you know, like your first one, Rivers, you know, you could do Jimmy Cliff's reggae, Many Rivers to Cross, mm-hmm. and then go over to Jerry and the Pacemakers, Ferry Across the Mersey. In other words, what a chance to just be everywhere.
Right. It's going to be an eclectic mixtape, and let's thank Otto for opening the doors to eclecticism here at KRFY.
Yes, our wonderful Otto. Iconic characters. Give me an example. What is it? How are you interpreting that? Or is that open? I know it's wide open to interpretation, I guess. But yeah, what are you putting in there?
I already have an iconic characters playlist at home. Uh-huh. Probably did it for that group I mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, let's say Quinn the Eskimo, Bob Dylan's song. I particularly like the cover done by Manfred Mann.
Manfred Mann and the Earth Band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would say that song is like that. He would be an iconic character.
Okay.
I've been really thinking a lot about the song Pretty Ballerina recently by The Left Banc.
Yep.
And it's a really nice song about longing and loss. And the image of a pretty ballerina is kind of iconic in my mind. Mm-hmm. But see, that's the, I don't know if it's iconic in anybody else's mind, but I could argue for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to mention here, I discovered that Alice Cooper did a cover of that song, Pretty Ballerina. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you find that when you're doing a theme, you end up going down rabbit hole after rabbit hole, like, gosh, I didn't know that they did. Oh, my goodness. You know, that sort of response.
Yeah. On Spotify and on iTunes, you know, you can have the program search by song. So if you put in the title and you're just looking at albums, which might be the default, I don't know, but you're not going to see all the songs that may exist for that title. So I click over to songs and I just start scrolling, and that wonderful serendipitous moment, like, such and such a person covered that song? I got to hear that.
Boy, you're using words like Spotify. You know, that's not in my vocabulary. I'm still really, you know, my feet are back in the 70s with vinyl. Mm-hmm. I don't have vinyl anymore, but the way in which I ferret out songs, it's sort of, I do that with the folk show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it's never ending, you know. I mean, I could be, okay, I want to do songs with biblical characters, you know, and before you know it, 2 hours have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sat in on your show, as you know. And
oh, my gosh. Yes.
You brought in, I sat in on a lot of shows. That was so great. But you brought in these CDs.
And what are those, Jim?
Yeah.
Russ, these are called CDs.
Right. Mm-hmm. But with CDs, you get the liner notes. And there's such a trove of information there. And I was really interested in the notes you brought in, so you have stuff to talk about.
Yeah, you know, I would say, like with rivers, you know, well, this is a song about a river located in, you know, and a little bit of context, either about the group or the theme or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be a fun show, a fun listen, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. What we could do is play. Yeah, go ahead.
We could play. Mm-hmm. He might have said, mm-hmm. you know, like, mm-hmm. trees.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, you two's Joshua Tree. I've queued up a song that on this date in 1987, you two went on top of a rooftop on a corner in Los Angeles building and started gathering, unbeknownst to the people below, and police started gathering around, sort of like the Beatles.
Yeah.
And this won Best Video at the Grammys that year for their performance of Where the Streets Have No Name. And I'm sure if you go to YouTube, you can find it. But back in 1987, this song, which I still love, the opening notes are just haunting. We'll take a break here and come back with Russ and talk more about his Tuesday night program. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is U2 with Where the Streets Have No Name.
You too. Where the
streets me too?
End. You too, Jim.
Oh, me too.
You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack. Jim is here, and we're here with Russ Tomlin, whose new show, Made You a Mixtape, is debuting on these airwaves at 8 o'clock next Tuesday.
April 1st.
We just listened to You Too. What more is there to say about that song, other than we enjoyed it here in the studio?
And it's on an incredible album called Joshua Tree that I think all three of us, while this song was playing, would say probably our most favorite U2 album.
And Russ, apparently you had not conspired to mention Joshua Tree National Park earlier, knowing that this song was going to be played.
I didn't know.
Pure and coincidence.
We were talking about the wonderful word serendipity or serendipitous. Such a nice thing to have happen as an announcer or a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The segues, you know, from one to another, you know, but serendipitous. All those syllables. Isn't it just wonderful?
We were all just reminiscing about the Midwest during our during the song there a little bit, and sleeping on the front porch. I was just going to say, now that the mics are on, that the screen porch is still the most desirable sleeping room at the Peterson family cabin in Brainerd, Minnesota, or near Brainerd, Minnesota, in the summertime.
Does it get humid up there?
It does. It gets humid, but yeah, if you're there, most people sleep in the kids sleep in the loft upstairs. There's three bedrooms downstairs, but the porch is the primo bedroom, and that's the one you want to somehow get dibs on.
And they're all going to be in San Diego this coming weekend,
right.
So we can go up there. And I'd like to ask Russ, about his entry into KRFY. How did that get? He didn't walk up the steps and we said, oh, there's the mic. Good luck. Your interest in how do you discovered the radio station and your the way in which you found a path into here.
Well, it's a well-known station around town. As we talk amongst ourselves and with Susie, I think the word gem comes up a lot. Like, it's just a real gem of a station to have in a small town. And I would listen to Auto because I love the concept of it. And then I thought, this is an all-volunteer community in the public trust station. Maybe I could volunteer there and make use of my degree. And so I would start
years later,
5 decades later. So I would start showing up at KRFY fundraising events where local musicians would play. I started donating to the station, signing up on sign up sheets that were around. And eventually I got a call to come in with a group of people. And that's how I got drawn into the station officially. And I just kind of made some headway by filling out the official proposal for a show right away and getting it in right away. And got some callbacks. And then I came in and Jack showed me the board, and you became my mentor, Jim, and started watching, shadowing all the DJs. They're all different in how they do things, and I learned valuable lessons from every single one. And I just kept coming in. and as you know, as you both know, I really enjoy the music library and adding songs to it. And I have to think that's a common thing for new announcers when they come in. Like, they look at the music library and they think, God, some of my favorite songs aren't on there. I gotta fix that.
We have, yeah, and I'm thinking we have a couple volunteers who don't, you never hear their voice on the air, but every once in a while they come and just drop off a box of CDs, or even come in, put them in the library themselves. Won't mention them right now, but yeah. There's people who don't want to be heard on the air, but still like the station.
And sometimes we want them to provide a different kind of voice for, like, station ID. And rather than hearing our voices, for underwriters and whatever, everywhere, we do encourage different voices, new voices, and, you know, that might be the extent to which they want to be on the air, mm-hmm. and that is just fine.
Yeah. Yes, more variety in voices. Hear me less. That would be good. And Russ is going to, I suppose after we wrap up here today, Russ is going to cut a little promo for the show
that
you'll
be
start
fun.
Hearing in rotation on the during Otto's Eclectic Mix and so forth. Well, what are you guys doing this weekend? What's next? What are we talking about?
TCU and Notre Dame women.
That's right.
I do know that for anyone who's interested in the Camino de Santiago, mm. there is going to be a talk given at the library at 10 o'clock on Saturday. And I don't have my crib notes with me, but a person who has hiked it from someplace else in the state.
Okay. Not yourself.
Notre Dame plays TCU at 10 o'clock
okay.
on Saturday. Uh-huh. And excuse me, Jack, uh-huh. the whole world.
Yeah.
You know, what I have to remind myself is that there are like 2 billion people in China who've never heard of women's basketball or mm-hmm. Notre Dame or TCU and whose lives are going to go merrily along. I don't understand that, but, you know, they're going to be uh-huh. happy. But no, this Saturday. And then also, I do have. One of our previous guests, when we had from Bizarre Bazaar on, talked about Women of Wisdom Life Achievement Award. And they're accepting nominations until May 1st. And you can get information by emailing womenhonoringwomen@gmail.com. And you can get all of the information about this recognition and this honoring. And I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And nominations are open until May 1.
Well, okay. I don't know. I wonder if anybody's going to... Oh, what did I just do here?
Did you break it?
No, I didn't. It's fine. It's fine. I pressed a button.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my fears with my uh-huh. cell phone as well as the board here. I'll mm-hmm. hit something and I don't recognize what I've done.
Uh-huh. But with Jack, he doesn't break things. He fixes things.
I know.
We break them. He fixes them.
That's his job.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's sort of like, you know, when I have the television remote and I drop it and all of a sudden... There's something up on the screen that I don't know how to get out of.
Uh-huh.
And then I dial up the junior high kid in the neighborhood and say, come here and help me, please.
Uh-huh. Press the right series of buttons.
Exactly.
Let's see. Shall we? Okay. What the show made you a mixtape. I hope everybody tunes in. I hope we get a great listenership for that. I'm excited to hear this on the airwaves. I think it's going to be a great addition to the program lineup. And as we mentioned, this now means that you'll have there'll be somebody live in the studio every night of the week,
which is important. You know that without local programmers working their magic mm-hmm. and sharing their passion for music and whatever genre it is,
mm-hmm.
You know that's what makes this radio station go, and that's an indication of the health of this radio station.
Yeah, I think I counted on the program guide maybe 25 local shows with mm-hmm. announcers, mm-hmm. interviewers, DJs.
Yep.
That's a lot.
That ballpark figure, that sounds about right. Yeah,
And that's important, and you know, from a financial point of view, because we cannot afford to pay for our programs.
Mm-hmm.
We operate. Do we pay for any program? I don't know if we do.
No single program, no. We are part of the National Federation of Community Broadcasters,
mm-hmm.
Which is just a trade group that doesn't, it has no direction on our programming, but as part of our really modest fee to be a part of that organization, but we do kind of then enter a program exchange. So we have access to certain other shows that we wouldn't have access to if we didn't pay that. So in that sense, you could say that we pay for some programming, but it's like a flat rate for all the shows that we get, that are syndicated from elsewhere, but more or less we don't pay for any, We don't write a check to any individual program for a show that's on the air.
Yeah, as opposed to, let's say, public radio down in Spokane. You know, some of those programs that are national, they're paying a chunk of change for.
Yeah.
And so local programmers are part of our lifeblood. And yeah, we could do auto 24/7, but there comes a point where you want a human being.
The point comes. Yes, I agree. And yeah, this is going to be good, Russ. And I'm glad we're putting that degree to use. What did you do for 50 years if not use your radio and television?
That's what everyone wants to know, Russ.
Yeah.
Well, I have to amend that. It did come in handy. My first foray into the serious world of work was in advertising and in marketing. For a nationwide stereo retailer. And so for them, I was one of a group of copywriters that did print ads and also radio spots. And it was always real exciting when my boss would invite me in and I got to watch the spot being made that I had written, you know, watch the talent do what they do. And so I'm sure my undergraduate degree had influence there. Then I got involved in public education and was a high school English teacher and later on a high school and middle school librarian, all in the same district. And that's where I spent the bulk of my working life.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Where was that?
That was in San Leandro, California.
Okay. You were out of Indiana as soon as you could get it. As soon as you could get a bus ticket.
And Jim, you remember this, the winters of 77 and 78.
Oh, yeah. Snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Especially 78. I was gone for that because the winter of 77 was so abominable. If I don't get out of here now, I had just graduated from college. It's probably not going to happen because you just get sucked in.
Yeah.
And that's why I moved out.
Where Russ and I are from, you know, they have what's called lake effect snow coming in off of Lake Michigan, and boy, does it dump. The other thing that I was in Nebraska at the time for 77. No, I wasn't. I was in Montana. How the years blur, gang, just like January, February, March this year. I was trying to remember where I was a week ago and what I had for dinner. And I didn't have a journal or any notes, you know, so all of a sudden I had to back up. Okay, I woke up. What women's basketball games were on?
I'm trying to think of what I had for dinner on Thursday.
But the thing about Indiana that I remember is that the exit of winter with the gray, slushy piles of snow that you just want a 90-degree day to come in just one day, melt it all, and make it go away. But it hung on and hung on, and it was nasty.
Yeah.
You know, and we get a little taste of it here, but it doesn't last long. I mean, hello, look around you now. We've got spring flowers coming up.
It's turning green here, green and wet.
Oh, I'm looking at the little nubbins on my lilac bushes. You know, they're just waiting to go poof.
Yeah.
And I love this time of year.
Yeah.
But then the yard needs attention and love and, you know, grass. Yeah. But the flowers coming up, yeah.
Let's see. I will at this time mention a few things coming up here. What's going on this weekend? What's today? The 27th.
It's, all day.
All day long. New Never Summer Snowboard Demo Days at Schweitzer. And it's also tomorrow is Community Day at Schweitzer. It's proceeds from the lift tickets go to Community Cancer Services tomorrow, and they are steeply discounted compared to their regular price. So that is, if you want to go up to the mountain on Friday, March 28th, that's a good day to do it, as good as any.
Jack, I was gone a week.
Yeah, you were.
And did Schweitzer come out and say how long they're going to be open? We're getting close to the end of the season time.
Good question. I think that they did. Some skier just mentioned that they do know when it's going to be closing, but I don't, I'll see if I can.
The, I'm sure you can go to the website and find out. But, you know,
usually, it's a matter of weeks, I think.
Yes, exactly. Early April.
Let's see. Coming up, if you're in the more in a cribbage mood, it's cribbage night at Connie's tonight.
Love cribbage. Love cribbage.
Yeah. There's an activity for you. You could go and see what Brim Band and Sip at Barrel 33. It's custom hat making night. Brim Band and Sip. Brim.
Like hat, hat, the brim, hat, hat, brim, brim and the hat band.
And the hat band, yeah. I don't know exactly what that is going to... I wonder if they're making, like, actually, like, sewing a hat together, or is these existing hats that you're just going to paint? I don't know. Okay. Coming up this weekend, the Cole Show is playing at the Pondre Winery from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday night. Light on the Water is playing at Connie's on Friday night. Justin Harris is playing at the Smokesmith Barbecue on Friday night. Cole Decker is playing at McDuff's on Cedar Street. I guess that'd be the beer hall.
Mm-hmm.
And important note, it's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival that's coming up on Friday night. Tomorrow night, the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wild and Scenic Film Festival held at the Panada Theater at 7 p.m. And you can go and check that out. This radio station is a sponsor of that fine event. Now in its, I just asked how many years this has been going on. It's a popular event in town. It's this weekend. It's tomorrow night, as a matter of fact.
And it's going on the road, I understand, as well. And Libby and
Thompson Falls,
something mm-hmm. like that.
That's right.
Wonderful.
It's So that is a cool thing going on tomorrow night. Check it out. We already said it's community day at Schweitzer. On the following day, after community day up at Schweitzer, it's the spring spike-off tournament, a two-day snow volleyball tournament in the Schweitzer Village. Gather your team.
And you have to play on your skis.
Teams of eight, yeah. Six people on the court at a time. Okay, six on six. Teams, so you want two alternates in there, I guess. And yes, it's a that's very interesting. I wonder
that would be fun. Wonder
how that's going to go. Okay, that's going on Saturday, up at Schweitzer in the village. The Mike Wagner Trio, friends of this radio station, are playing on Saturday night at the Pondre Winery. The Monarch Mountain Band are playing at Barrel 33 on Saturday, and Nick Wybe is playing he's a solo musician from Coeur d'Alene, is playing at Connie's on the 29th. Crooked Kilt is playing in Newport, Washington at the Create Arts Center, traditional and eclectic Celtic music. The Create Arts Center in Newport. I've not heard of that before.
Me neither.
The first time it's showing up on our upcoming events list. And Harold's IGA is playing at the 219 on Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock with Harold's IGA. Banked Slalom up at Schweitzer, Snow Ghost Bank Slalom Competition. That's very interesting. You can actually go and see like a ski competition, not just skiing for fun. A race.
A
slalom
real,
competition.
Real.
Now we're talking.
Yes. Yeah.
Rear Window coming to the Panada on the 30th.
Alfred Hitchcock, Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly, and Thelma Ritter.
Thelma Ritter. What's her role in this?
Is she providing the Jimmy Stewart character who broke his leg or something? Mm-hmm. She brings him food. She's like the landlord of the place. She was in every 50s movie.
Huh.
You know, she was always like down mm-hmm. the list of, but just unforgettable.
Yeah. I haven't seen Rear Window in years.
Me neither. Raymond Burr.
Oh, that's right.
He's the baddie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, he's the one?
And yes. He's real bad.
He's real bad.
I mean, everyone kind of knows that one. It's a famous film because it takes place in one room. And Jimmy Stewart's confined to a wheelchair, and he can see everything through his telescopic lens on his camera. But, yeah.
But what he
very
sees...
Very clever. I can't remember exactly how it goes, yeah. I mean, I know, yeah, he thinks he sees a crime across the way, across the courtyard.
And of course, this stars two staples during the 50s of... Alfred Hitchcock, Grace Kelly later on appears to catch a thief, and Jimmy Stewart's in The Man Who Knew Too Much with Doris Day, K. Sarah, whatever will be. That's important in that movie.
Vertigo.
So yes, Vertigo is Kim Novak and Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's in a few of them.
Great San Francisco shots in there, but this is at the Panada Theater, 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock this Sunday.
Rear Window. Yeah. Okay. And, never mind. It's not, the chess tournament is not this weekend, but it is the registration deadline. So if you want to go to participate in the Lou Demansky Chess Festival,
Where at is it played? Is it the library?
It's played at Community Hall. The registration deadline is this weekend, the end of the month. The 31st, I guess I should say, is the registration deadline for the chess festival. And then I imagine the actual competition goes on like the following weekend. You can find out more online. Register through the city, sandpointidaho.gov through the Parks and Recreation Department is where you find out more about that chess tournament.
Are you a chess player, Jack?
Not in many years. I know the rules. I mean, I remember...
It's like keeping score in bowling.
Yeah.
Russ, are you a chess player?
I could play.
I was growing up with my dad. It was a nice thing to share with him, but I haven't played in decades.
Yeah. I'm probably the same, I think. I don't have a chess set at home, so that's... That's a shame. How about yourself, Jim?
I when I was in Scouts, we used to play, but I wasn't very, you know, I could only think one play, you know, and then I waited till the other person make a play. Then I go, what do I do now? Okay, I'll do this, and then I'll wait for the other, and then you read about the pros. Uh-huh. Oh, they're down to like the 180th move. You know, you move that pawn.
Yeah.
You move that pawn out there, the first play of the game, and they've got like a gazillion.
Yeah.
Tick, 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 you know. So I never got chess that way.
Yeah.
Kind of takes the fun out of it.
Well, for me, like, what is Jack going to do? Yeah. Oh, he moved the rook. Okay, now what do I do now? You know, that sort of thing.
I remember thinking that, you know, plotting out like an elaborate play. This is what I'll do. I'll be using my knight, and I'll move this way and that way, and they'll never see me coming. And meanwhile, of course, they get every other turn, and I'm not really paying attention to how their pieces are moving.
And meanwhile, your king is
exactly.
vulnerable.
Oh, they're falling right into my trap. Oh, wait, I got to do something else. Yes.
It's a great game.
It persists. For hundreds and hundreds of years. So there you go. There is still a chess festival sponsored here in the city of Sandpoint, and you can register for it by the end of this month, and then it will take place at Community Hall.
And for more events or all of these events, go to Sandpoint Online, and you can get all the information you need in terms of time, days, what to do, where to go, and... Mm-hmm. Where to follow up on a website or a URL or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always overwhelmed, Jack, with the amount of music on a weekend here in town, in the evening, where choices have to be made in terms of there is just so much wonderful local and regional musicians.
Yeah. We are.
We are blessed.
We are blessed. And you can tell spring is in the air because there's even more starting to appear,
And I'm wearing shorts.
And that's another reason you can tell.
It's
yes.
spring.
Look to Jim Healy's wardrobe if you want to know what the weather's going to be like
for the next 6 months.
Okay, onward then with our regularly scheduled programming. It's Bird but Note. Yes, go
April
ahead,
April 1st.
Yes.
Made You a Mixtape. Russ Tomlin will be spinning River Songs. Tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, April 1st. And we're not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
No joke.
This is, yes, no, this is not a prank. If you listen to nothing else.
On that day,
listen to Made You a Mixtape at 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I guess since, is there a folk show tonight, Jim?
Yes, there will be, but I'm not going to be doing it live.
We'll hear your voice anyway.
You'll hear my voice. It'll be one of my evergreen shows.
Okay.
And for those who don't know what an evergreen show is, that's a show that I have put together where I don't mention the time of year or anything specific like that. It's just, I just keep it general.
Okay. Bird Note, melanin makes feathers stronger. Let's find out how that works. And then Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that here on 88.5 KRFY Ponderé.
This is Bird Note. If you take a look at birds' wings, you might notice a pattern. Many species have black feathers on the trailing edge of their wings, regardless of what color.